أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون. In the previous part of the ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala told us that فاستبقوا الخيرات, that leave all the differences to sort them out, but the main thing is that rush towards the akhirat, prepare for the akhirat for all good deeds. فاستبقوا الخيرات, race with one another to do good deeds. Normally we just get involved in controversies. This one is right, that one is right. We have arguments, or in our minds or in our circles we discuss all these things. But the main thing, and that is to turn to Allah, we forget that. That is the main thing, to do amal and to go to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, and that is discussed in many other parts of the Quran Sharif also. For example, where the Qibla is discussed. The Jews claimed their Qibla was the best, that is Baytul Muqaddas. And Allah Ta'ala had then ordered the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Muslims to face towards the Kaaba. And all their differences and arguments, Allah says, leave that aside and you carry on doing good deeds, doing good work. So that is very important. And then why should we do that good work? Allah Ta'ala illustrates that clearly. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Allah ke paas tum sabko pahunchna hai. All of you have to return and go back to Allah Ta'ala. So where you are going to return, and for what you have to prepare, the final day, the last day, the greatest day, prepare for that day. Turn towards Allah Ta'ala and realize that we are not going to stay in this dunya forever. And in fact, in this dunya, not only during the valuable periods like Ramadan, Ashur-e-Hurum, etc., other valuable times, is time valuable? But all the time, time is valuable. To while away a person's time, to waste a person's time. And in all matters we must see that we are busy engaging with one another in whatever discussion, where if they are necessary deeni discussion and they are within the limits, that's quite in order. But just unnecessarily, just to while away our time and discuss these things, for instead of that we should get busy in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala and turn to Allah Ta'ala. And when you return to Allah Ta'ala, فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ, پھر جتا دے گا جس بات میں تم کو اختلاف تھا. Then Allah Ta'ala will inform you all in which you were having disputes. The true decision and what was the right thing, Allah Ta'ala will inform. In other places we read بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَعْمَلُونَ, and Allah will inform you of all the actions that you used to do, the smallest also. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. The smallest of good also will be presented, and the smallest of the bad will also be presented. So all our actions and all the disputes we had, and yeah, we're all claiming I'm right, etc. There Allah Ta'ala will sort out all the matters. So you don't have to worry so much to prove yourself right. You have your satisfaction that what I'm doing is right. You ask the muftis, etc., the people who are concerned in that matter, you refer to them and you see that you're on the right line. Then don't get too much involved in all this controversies and this disputes, etc. But pay more attention towards your amal and your preparation for the day of Qiyamah. So in other words, we are exhorted, encouraged in this ayat that we should keep always Qiyamah in front, where all our actions will be presented. Whatever we had done when we were young, etc., and that will also be presented. Illa man tab, however, a person who makes his tawbah properly, correctly, then that gunas will not be presented. Otherwise, all, everything, and also in our youth, etc., we might have committed gunas. Once we have made sincere tawbah, then that should not plague us anymore. Forget, with sincere tawbah is over, then carry on with the ibadat of Allah and turn towards Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala commands us that we are going, that remember you are going to return to Allah and prepare for that day. Do your amal accordingly to prepare for that day, and on that will then decide, will it be decided, it will be determined whether you are going to Jannat or Jahannam. So that is a very, very important matter. So see that we prepare ourselves for that great day. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, the proper understanding of deen and the proper amal on deen, inshallah.